the greatest name in cereals, presents...
Wild Bill Hickok! Folks, hold on your hats and gallop along with Guy Madison as Wild Bill Hickok and his pal Jingles, which is me, Andy Devine. We got another rootin' tootin' Wild Bill Hickok adventure story for you from that famous talking cereal, Kellogg's Rice Krispies. Snap! Crackle! Pop!
Today, Kellogg's Rice Krispies, the world's only talking cereal, brings you Wild Bill Hickok. Transcribed in Hollywood and starring Guy Madison as Wild Bill and Andy Devine as his pal Jingles. In just 30 seconds, you'll hear the exciting story, Guns Across the Border. Three little words, snap, crackle, pop, with a great big meaning. You know, Wranglers, soon as you pour milk or cream over Kellogg's Rice Krispies, you hear that snap, crackle, pop coming out of your cereal bowl. That's Rice Krispies' way of telling you how crisp and fresh they are. So remember, whenever you hear that snap, crackle, pop, it means that Kellogg's Rice Krispies are crisp, crisp, crisp. Better ask Mom for the only talking cereal in the whole wide world, Kellogg's Rice Krispies. United States Marshal Wild Bill Hickok and his big deputy Jingles ranged far and wide through the Old West on the business of the law. But one of their most dangerous adventures took them south into Mexico and brought them face to face with Guns Across the Border.
Trouble, trouble, nothing but trouble.
We haven't had any trouble yet, Jingles, outside of losing a little sleep.
No, but we will. First, we gotta ride all night to get to the border, and now that it's morning, it looks like it's gonna rain all over us. We still don't know what kind of a job we're getting into.
We'll find out as soon as we get to Santa Maria. We're supposed to meet a man there who will tell us all about it.
I can hardly wait. I'll bet whatever he has to tell us just spells more trouble.
There comes your rainstorm, Jingle.
It ain't my storm. I didn't order it.
Man, it's really coming down.
Why'd I get myself sworn in as a deputy marshal anyhow?
I don't know, partner.
Sometimes I wish I'd grown up in the city back east where women are women and they got steam heat instead of sunset.
In a city?
Sure.
You're loco, Jingle. I can't see why anybody would want to live in a city.
Well, right now I think I would.
Jingles, do you know that everybody that lives in the city eventually dies if they don't get killed first?
No. Is it really that bad?
It sure is. That's an absolute fact.
Well, maybe I better stay out west then and, well, where it's healthy.
Sure, it's a lot better out here.
Well, let's kick up the horses and get to Santa Maria before I die out west. Come on, Joker, move along.
Get out that buckshot.
Doggone it, Bill. I wish that waiter would hurry up with my enchiladas. I'm starving to death.
Take it easy, Jingles. It takes a little time to cook them, you know.
Well, they're so doggone hot, it's a wonder they don't cook themselves. Uh-oh, here he comes now.
Ah, senores, here we are. Enchiladas, tacos, frijoles, tortillas.
Oh, good. Just spread them all over and keep out of my way. I'm way behind my eating, and I'm going to catch up right fast now.
Careful, senor. The plate, she's very hot.
Waiter. Did you say your name was Jose?
I did not say, senor. I was not asked.
I'll ask you now, then. Is it Jose?
Si, it is. But there are many Joses in Mexico. It is a very common name.
Sure, it's just like Joe on our side of the border.
Exactly.
Smith is a common name up our way, too, but there aren't many of them in Mexico.
That is true.
Now, if I met a man named Jose Smith down here on the border, I'd think that was pretty unusual.
You see, it would be very strange.
Bill, now something's going on here. You're talking kind of silly, and I can't figure out what it's all about.
Just eat your enchiladas, Jingles. I'm trying to find out if our waiter here is Jose Smith.
I have been known to use that name.
Glad to meet you, Jose. My name's Hickok.
Marshal Wild Bill Hickok,
shh,
that is.
Quietly, senor. It is not wise to mention such a name in this place.
Oh, I'm sorry. It sort of slipped out.
This is the man we're looking for, Jingles. You'll tell us what we're down here for.
Good, good, good. But don't tell me till I'm through eating. I know it's going to be trouble, and I don't want to spoil my lunch thinking about it.
I cannot tell you here. Tonight, when the bells ring in the old church on the hill, meet me at the Red Rock down by the river.
I know where it is, Jose. We'll see you tonight.
Bueno. And tell no one who you are. I must go now. Adios y muy buena suerte.
What was that last thing he said, Bill?
Oh, he was just wishing us good luck, Jingle.
Something tells me that's exactly what we're going to need. Well, here's the Red Rock and the river. Here we are. Where's Jose?
He should be along any minute now.
I don't like this, Bill. Not one little bit. I don't mind chasing owl hoots or shooting it out with some varmint. But all this mystery scares me.
It shouldn't be a mystery very long. Here comes Jose now.
Hey, who is he really, Bill?
He's a secret U.S. government agent, Jingles.
Oh.
He's been down here on the border for months trying to get information on a gang of smugglers that are mighty dangerous.
Oh, amigo. Easy now.
Howdy, Jose.
Hello, Bill. Jingles, I see you are right on time.
We were ahead of time, and I want to find out what this is all about.
It is about a very clever band of smugglers, Jingles.
What are they doing, Jose?
Running guns.
You mean they're taking rifles and pistols and stuff across the border?
That is right. United States guns that have been stolen from the army. These guns disappear into Mexico, and someday soon, in some little country, it will be used to start a revolution and many people will be killed.
Well, we got to put a stop to that somehow.
We sure do. How can we help, Jose?
Every night they cross the river in a different place. I think I have some of the places spotted. Maybe we set a trap for them and catch them in the act.
Jingles and I are right with you, Jose.
Sure we are.
Good. Now we'll ride down the river a few miles to where they may try to cross tonight.
Mm-hmm. Jose, does anyone here know who you are?
I do not think so, Bill. But some are suspicious. I am followed almost everywhere I go.
You mean you might have been followed here?
Get behind that rock.
You were followed, all right.
A man across the river shooting at us.
Yeah, I see him, and I don't like this one-way traffic across the river. I'm shooting back.
Charlie, a while back you asked me about the names cowpokes went by in the Old West. Now, actually, names weren't very important in the early days. Most cowpokes went by their nicknames.
Well, is that why cowhands sometimes call their favorite breakfast cereal by its nickname?
Reckon you're talking about that Snap, Crackle, and Pop cereal, Kellogg's Rice Krispies.
Mm-hmm.
Come to think of it, Charlie, we do sometimes just call out to the cook, "Make mine Snap, Crackle, Pop." And he knows what we want, all right.
Well, now, if I were calling to the cook, I think I'd order my Rice Krispies topped with sliced bananas. Those crispy puffs of rice taste extra good with fruit on them, and it doesn't have to be fresh fruit either. No siree. Canned or frozen fruit tastes mighty delicious over Kellogg's Rice Krispies.
What a breakfast combination, Wranglers. Kellogg's Rice Krispies and your favorite fruit. Mm-mm.
Slim is right as usual, cowpokes. So, why not check and see if there's enough Kellogg's Rice Krispies left to go around at your breakfast table tomorrow? If there isn't, better have Mom pick up another box or two of Kellogg's Rice Krispies.
Don't forget now, Wranglers. Tell your Mom that you want the only talking cereal in the whole wide world, Kellogg's Rice Krispies.
While Bill Hickok and Jingles, on a secret mission to the Mexican border, met Jose Smith and found that they were after a gang of gunrunners. As they started to mount their horses and go after the gang, they were fired on by a sniper across the river.
Dad, blame it! He can't hit us while we're behind this big rock. Why does he go on shooting?
He wants us to stay behind the rock, Jingles.
That is right. It is a way to keep us from going down the river.
I'm afraid your work isn't much of a secret anymore, Jose.
No, I'm afraid not. Tomorrow, if you go to La Golondrina Cafe, you will find a new waiter.
Oh, that's too bad, Jose. You made a real good waiter.
I think I'll just take a rifle and get that buzzard out of our hair. He's holding us up.
Good idea, Bill. You better watch this, Jose. Bill's going to do a little trick shooting.
I can see the top of his hat poking over that log.
It must be 400 yards, Bill, and it is almost dark. That's a hard shot.
Oh, there ain't any hard shots when Bill really draws a bead on something. There goes the hat.
Ay, 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 what a shock.
And there goes our bushwhacker. I'll get him, Bill.
Oh, hold it, Jingles. Let him go. I want to catch those gunrunners.
Oh, all right. But I just missed a chance to show Jose that I'm a pretty good shot, too.
Well, never mind that. Let's get to our horses and get on down the river.
From this little hill, you'll be able to see where the ferry boat crosses the river.
And you think maybe they'll take some guns across on the ferry boat tonight?
Perhaps. Several of the customers in the cafe remarked that they were crossing here tonight. I think that some of them have something to do with the smuggling.
Is that where you get most of your information, Jose?
Si. As a waiter goes from table to table, he hears many things.
Yeah, I'll bet he does. I'll bet your ears were longer than a Missouri mule just listening.
It is my job to listen. Let's stop here, Bill. Ole. Down below us is the ferry boat.
Yeah, I see it, but I don't see any gunrunners.
Maybe we scared them off when we shot at their man farther up the river.
That could be. But this gang is not afraid of anyone. It is made up of very dangerous men.
Well, we'll just stick around here and see if they show up tonight. There'll be a moon all night, so we can just throw out our bedrolls and take turns sleeping while one of us stays on guard.
That's a great idea, Bill. Especially the part about sleeping. After riding all night last night, I'm as droopy-eyed as a lizard on a hot rock.
All right, Jingles, you turn in first. But if I poke you, you wake up in a hurry because there's no telling when the fireworks are going to start.
Now, you tell me exactly, Bart, where Jose and the two strangers go after you leave them, eh?
I told you, Carlos. They went riding off down the river toward the ferry crossing.
And you let them go?
What else could I do? One of them parted my hair with a rifle slug from clear across the river. If I'd have stuck around, I'd have been dead. Wouldn't have been much good to you that way.
You're not much good alive. Look, I'll give you one more chance, Bart. You find that dirty spy, Jose, and get rid of him. He knows too much about what goes on here in the Café Golondrina.
All right, I'll get him for you, Carlos. What about the other two? The big moose and that gent in the buckskins that shot my hat off.
You might as well get them out of the way, too. If they are friends of Jose, they are no friends of ours.
I'll try, but you're putting me up against some mighty tough hombres.
That's your problem. Meantime, I got to worry about getting tonight's shipment across the river.
You're still going to take them across on the ferry?
Of course not, you stupid... Now that the ferry down the river is being watched, we'll go up the river and take them across at the ford on muleback. That is why Carlos Ladron is such a success at this business. And much too smart to get caught by spying waiters and straight-shooting strangers.
It's past midnight, Bill. Why don't you get some sleep?
Maybe I will, Jose. Let's wake up Jingles, and he can keep you company for a while.
You mean you can wake up a man who snores like that?
He sleeps pretty hard, all right, but you can snap him out of it if you try.
This I have got to see.
All right, just watch. Jingles. Jingles, wake up.
Just as I thought.
Takes a little time. Jingles!
That won't work.
Jingles, time to eat breakfast.
Sure, Bill. Give me lots of gravy on the biscuits, will you?
There is a trick to it.
Sure, all you got to do is mention something to eat. Brings him out of it every time.
Well, what are you two talking about?
Nothing much, Jingles. It's after midnight, and I thought Bill could get a little sleep while you and I stand guard.
Oh, sure. Go ahead, Bill. Sure is a pretty night, ain't it?
Yeah, big moon. Hold it.
What'd you see, Bill?
Look about 2 miles up the river.
Lights. Torches. They're crossing the river up there.
Bill, they ain't fooled us.
Maybe not. Let's get the horses and get there as fast as we can. Maybe we can catch them while they've still got some of the guns on our side of the border.
Yeah. Come here, Joker! Joker, don't shoot! It's me, Jingle!
That's not Joker shooting. Get on, Jingle!
We're being bushwhacked. bushwhack.
We sure are, and he's right over the next little hill.
He's probably been watching us all night, Bill, with orders to fire if we discover the smuggling.
That gang thinks of everything, doesn't it?
Are we going to let that one buzzard over there stop us, Bill?
Nope.
Come here, Buckshot.
Careful he don't pull a gun on you like Joker did on me, Bill.
You're still sort of sleepy, aren't you, partner?
Oh, yeah, I guess so.
Your horses are beautifully trained, Bill.
We've been working on them for a long time.
Now, there's somebody else that needs some training, and I'm going to give him a lesson right now.
Good shooting, Jingles. That'll make him keep his head down till we can get started.
Yeah, now hold still, Joker, till I get this bedroll tied on. No telling where we'll sleep the next time we get a chance.
You ready, Jose?
See, I'm ready.
All set, Jingles?
Yeah, sure. Steady, Joker.
He sees us, Bill.
He not only sees us, he's got a good bead on us.
Ride right at him. If he doesn't run for it, let him have it.
Get up there, Buckshot.
Jump, Joker. Whoa. Let's go.
That was close. I guess his boss told him to get us, all right.
He's sure trying, but he ain't going to get me if I can help it.
Let's teach him some manners, Jingles.
There he goes, Bill. He's running for his horse.
He better keep right on running or I'll chase him down a prairie dog hole.
Let him go, Jingles.
But, Bill...
Let him go, I said. Ride for the river and let's get those smugglers.
Slim, I've noticed something about the way you Westerners talk.
What's that, Charlie?
Well, now, you use lots of words that mean just about the same thing. You call your guns six guns, lead pushers, shooting irons, and on and on. Now, why is that?
Well, sir, I guess it just makes for spice and variety in talk, Charlie. But you know, Kellogg's Rice Krispies got a lot of variety in their talk, too.
Well, now, what do you mean, Slim? Kellogg's Rice Krispies never say anything more than snap, crackle, and pop.
That's exactly what I mean, Charlie. But snap, crackle, and pop are three different words that add up to the same thing. Crisp, crisp, crisp.
Well, now, I hadn't thought of it that way, Slim, but you're right. Why, as soon as milk or cream hits Kellogg's Rice Krispies, that's what their little snap, crackle, and pop tells you. That they're just as crisp and good-tasting as the day they tumbled out of Kellogg's big toasting ovens in Battle Creek.
So, Wranglers, pour yourself a big bowl full of Kellogg's Rice Krispies, add milk or cream, and listen to those tasty puffs of rice sing snap, crackle, pop.
Better ask Mom right after the show if she's got enough Kellogg's Rice Krispies on hand for the whole family. Everybody loves Rice Krispies, the only talking cereal in the whole wide world. While Wild Bill, Jingles, and Jose fought their way out of an ambush down the river, the gunrunners, farther upstream, went brazenly about their work, knowing that if they could get across the river, they'd be in Mexico and safe from pursuit.
Hurry up! 10 more cases of guns. On this side of the river, they can send us all to prison. On the other side, they can make us all rich.
We're hurrying as fast as we can.
Just see that you keep hurrying.
Well, if you want to move any faster, why not do some of the work yourself?
Enough, you. Nobody talks that way to Carlos Ladron. You will find out, my friend, if you live long enough, that I do the thinking. I take the risks, I collect the money. I can find plenty of men to do the work and do my killing for me. And they do not talk back to me as you just did.
All right. It just makes me nervous working on this side of the river. What if that spy Jose and those two strangers catch up with us?
Don't worry. I told Bart to take good care of those three. I doubt if anybody will see them again except the buzzards.
Hey, Carlos, here comes a horse.
Where? It's Bart. Bart! What are you doing here? I thought I told you to take care of those three down by the ferry crossing, huh?
No one man is going to take care of those three. They shoot too straight. I tried to get them, but they ran me out, so I come to warn you.
Warn me? Where are they?
They're headed this way, not far behind me.
You idiot. You stupid fool. You'll have us all in jail.
I can't help it, I tell you. Fighting them three is like fighting an army.
All right. Pedro, Juan, throw the rest of these guns into the river. Then get ready to fight.
I think you ought to run for it. Those Jaspers are tough.
Carlos Ladron does not run. We'll take care of those three.
Here they come.
Come on.
Fight them off. Shoot all of them.
Murder, Carlos. And
we are the ones who might get murdered. Stay here with the men. I will circle around and get them from this side.
All right, here they come. Let them have it.
Put on your guns. You're all through.
Get your hands up high.
I give up.
I've had enough.
Oh, Buckshot, whoa.
Oh, Joker, whoa. Get your hands up and keep them up.
Don't do it! Shoot him!
Oh, I said drop your guns and keep your hands up. You're all under arrest.
All right. You got us. But Carlos will get you before you're through. He'll never even get us to jail.
Who's Carlos?
I ain't saying. But he's smarter than all you lawmen put together.
Jose, do you know who Carlos is?
I'm pretty sure, Bill. I think it is Carlos Ladron, who runs La Golondrina Cafe.
I noticed him when we were in there, Bill. He looks mean enough to be the leader of this gang.
All right, let's get this bunch in jail, and we'll go see Carlos.
Bill, can I close that window? The wind's blowing down the back of my neck.
Leave it open, Jingles. Jose has Bart handcuffed to him out there. He's going to listen while we talk to Carlos.
And speaking of Carlos, here he comes.
Ah, good evening, gentlemen. You sent for me, amigos?
Yes, we did. We want to talk to you about a little gun running that took place up the river last night.
Gun running? But I know nothing about such things, amigos. I was here at the cafe all night.
Yeah, I bet you were.
You know a man named Bart Daniels? We arrested him last night.
Bart Daniels, huh? Oh, si. He comes in here now and then. He might be your man if you represent the law.
We represent the law, all right. This is Marshal Wild Bill Hickok, and I'm his deputy, Jingles.
Wild Bill Hickok and Jingles? Gentlemen, I am honored. I will cooperate with you in every way. I will tell you all about this Bart Daniels.
We don't need to know about him. We caught him with smuggled guns. But he told us all about you, Carlos Ladron.
About me?
But Bill...
Quiet, Jingles. Oh. He told us you were the head of the gang, where you got the stolen guns, who you sold them to. He told us enough to send you to prison for 20 years.
He did. I'll kill him for that.
You ain't gonna kill nobody.
Carlos, I didn't tell him. I didn't tell him.
It's a trick. That's Bart.
You bet it's a trick and it worked. Bill, look out! Woo-wee. He's got a fast draw, Bill. I'm glad yours is just a little faster.
Let's lock him up, Jingles. I figured anyone who'd run out on his gang like this snake did last night might be scared enough to fall for that old trick.
Yeah, he swallowed your story hook, line, and sinker. Speaking of swallowing, I ain't had no breakfast.
Well, you can get it after we get Carlos to jail.
But Bill, he owns this cafe. Oh, Carlos! Tell your cook to whip me up some enchiladas and tortillas and tamales. Never mind the frijoles. I don't want to remind you of all the beans you'll be eating in prison for the next 20 years.
And now, here are the stars of Wild Bill Hickok, Guy Madison and Andy Devine.
That's our Wild Bill Hickok story for now, kids. Andy and I'll be with you again on Monday.
And instead of fighting it out with the usual Western owl hoots, Bill and Jingles run into a pack of trouble with a gal, the Queen of the Quantrill.
So long, kids.
See you Monday.
Kids, blindfold. If you like to play games or with your eyes wide open, you always choose a favorite when you pick from Kellogg's Variety Pack. What's the lineup? Why, 10 generous packages of delicious flaked, popped, shredded, and ready-sweetened cereals. Even with a blindfold, you can't miss, because there's Corn Flakes, Kellogg's Shredded Wheat, Rice Krispies, and Kellogg's Raisin Bran, and other fresh Kellogg's cereals. 10 individual servings in all. Tell Mom you'd like Kellogg's Variety Pack. Kellogg's, the greatest name in cereals, has brought you another exciting story of Wild Bill Hickok, starring Guy Madison and Andy Devine in person. Today's cast included Tony Barrett, Harry Bartell, and Charlie Long. Our story was written and directed by Paul Pierce, music by Dick Arant. This is a David Heyer production, transcribed in Hollywood. Now, this is Charlie Lyon, speaking for Kellogg's, the greatest name in cereals, reminding you to listen again on Monday, same time, same station, for another adventure of...
Wild Bill Hickok!